While the Cavs work to defend their NBA title, the team has been making big money moves off the court. The Cavs recently got a commitment for $140 million in public funding for renovations to Quicken Loans Arena. This week, the team announced a partnership with Akron-based Goodyear Tire and Rubber for its signature Wingfoot logo to appear on jerseys next season. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, both of these moves have been pretty controversial.
Some fans, oh my goodness, they're selling the uniforms. They're going to be walking billboards. And if you watch some of the games over in Europe, with soccer or basketball, they are that. Or your favorite, if you like race car drivers, they're always, you know, a bail bonds business slapped on their foreheads. I mean, it's everywhere.
Right.
And I think fans are afraid of that. But let's get real, Amanda. Mm-hmm. Right now, there's an NBA logo already on the uniform, which, by the way, is a brand. It's not just, I mean, you buy official NBA products, but the little guy, actually, it's a silhouette of Jerry West.
It's right on their shorts.
On their shorts. It's on the backboards. If you buy any authentic, quote, NBA products, that's what you get. Secondly, the NBA is already sold to Nike. The swoosh is going to start appearing on every NBA uniform starting next year. Cavs are now the sixth team to sell to some sort of company to put something on their uniform.
And they're saying, you know, it's a local company based in Akron, just like LeBron James, born and raised. What do you think of this idea?
Well, it brings in $10 million a year. They're going to give away $1 million to some STEM schools and some good stuff from that. But I just think these teams are always looking to raise money. Now, here's when we talk about big money. Mm-hmm. What just went on with City Council, Cleveland, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Quicken Loans Arena?
A long debate, $140 million in renovations to Quicken Loans Arena. It's going to be funded half by the team and partly by Cuyahoga County and the City of Cleveland. A lot of controversy.
Right, a lot of controversy. And here's what people fail to understand when they built those stadiums and arenas way back when in the 90s. Just because you put the money in and build it once doesn't mean you're not going to have to put more money in it, mm-hmm. just like your house. Of course, owners always want to make them like a palace. That's what they want to do. They want to get other people to pay for it. But if you go back and look at the original leases, actually Dan Gilbert, when Gordon Gunn, who was the original owner of the Cavaliers when they moved downtown from out in Richfield, when he came downtown, he paid nothing in rent for years. What they used to do is they had a sweetheart lease to begin with. And what they used to do is just charge off their own improvements against the rent and kind of call it even for several years.
Really?
Yeah. Gilbert came in, put a lot of renovations and things in himself originally. And now, you know, this is one of those deals. They're going to upgrade it. The lease runs to 2034. You could say the team should do all this. Teams never pay for anything. The fact they're actually paying for half is a little bit of a surprise.
And why is that? Because the city and county are benefiting too?
Because, you know, they've held these cities hostages for years. Cities don't want to lose teams. It's just the way it goes. What I like about this, and I really look deep into, well, where's the money going to come from that the city's end of it? It's admissions tax. In other words, you're not paying for this unless you're buying a ticket to an event.
Okay.
It's kind of like for the, quote, sin tax, remember? If you weren't smoking and drinking in Cleveland, you weren't paying for it in Cuyahoga County.
Okay.
So, you know, do I like it? No. It's the fact of how it is. But here's one other thing that's going on under current of why the NBA is worried about finding new ways to make money.
Why is that?
ESPN and all these other broadcasting networks, what's going on with their bottom line?
Slashing jobs. They're saying they're in big trouble financially.
Part of the reason is the big rights fees they agreed to pay to the NBA, Major League Baseball, and so on for their games.
And that was probably made years ago when
things were
going well.
And yeah, and what if they can't pay all that? And maybe they may end up having to renegotiate with these leagues. But in the end, Amanda, this is kind of like, this is the price you pay.
Like you said, sports is business.
It's all about business.
Yeah.
It really is. And I guess if we didn't like sports and didn't care, it wouldn't matter. Truthfully, to me, this, quote, sacrilege of the Goodyear Wingfoot being on, you know, the uniform, give me a break. Mm-hmm. Really? That's just how it is. And truthfully, sports have never been all that pure. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we need to just get real about it. You know, people don't get into sports to lose money.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto. He joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he previews the Cavs' Eastern Conference Finals matchup against the Celtics that begins tonight in Boston.